Welcome to Pitcairne High School Basketball. This is Ralph Ray, Delane Hill Cross, and J-Man Johnny Sells bringing you the action again tonight from Durward Vaughn Memorial Gymnasium at the Livingston Academy, where our Lady Bobcats are now warming up to take on the Clay County Lady Bulldogs here in just a few minutes. But we're going to bring you every bit of the action tonight for cable, HRN cable channel 10, and to be rebroadcast tomorrow at or about 12:30 p.m. on WANY 100.9 stereo FM. So if you can't get out here, please listen to the broadcast, because the Lady Bobcats are 23-2 on the season and 8-0 in the District 7A, where they have put away the conference percentage championship, along with a number of other awards, including Coach Brent Smith being named Coach of the Year for the third consecutive year. And if I'm counting, that's like hitting a three-pointer. That's a turkey. Oh, congratulations, Brent, the man. But at any rate, Johnny and Delane, what are you going to see tonight?
Just out here being around the girls court, people started coming in and stuff and just watching them. They are fired up, and I believe they're going to take off right off the bat, and there's going to be no looking back.
You know, I'm going to agree totally with you, because me and Ralph were talking earlier about how relaxed these Lady Bobcats were, you know, during the warm-ups and out on the floor. I think it's going to be a good victory for them tonight.
Well, let's hope so, and by putting Clay County away, which they should do, because we beat them twice this year, Johnny.
Yes, sir, we did.
And you pulled those scores out, and I wrote them down, and I don't know where I wrote them.
I've got them right here, Ralph.
They weren't close games. 82-53, and if I'm counting, that's 29, and 81-64, and if I'm counting, that's 17. So they weren't close games. Well, I know what that was all about. Two of the officials walked in, and I guess it just was well. We're integrating now. No gender preferences. These are two young ladies. Now, who's going to be the unlucky official number three? I'm just kidding. Only kidding. But at any rate, assuming the Lady Bobcats do their normal and put Clay County away for the third time this year, they will play in the championship game Monday night at 7:30 against either Jackson County or Clark Raines, both of whom have great teams. Jackson County is rated 8th in the state, although our Lady Bobcats are rated 3rd in the state. And both having great teams. But at any rate, the rumor has it that District 7 can probably beat every team in District 8, including, and these are the ones in District 8, and these are the teams that will be facing four out of these six.
As number three.
Well, we ought to get their names. RBS, Red Bowling Springs, Troutsville County, Watertown, Good Pasture, Merrill Hyde, and Gordonsville. So having said all that, it's time now to pay our bills. So you know what your assignment is, Delane?
Here we go, folks. We're going to take a commercial break and be right back at you.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonet at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, folks, here to Livingston Academy. Again, Ralph Ray, Delaney Lacrosse, and J-Man Johnny Sells, and Robert Holliston doing due diligence down there in Channel 10 headquarters in Livingston, but that's where we are. We're just not in the same spot in Livingston. So thanks, Robert. We appreciate you. And thanks to the folks over at WANY, who do a great job for us in replaying. But anyway, Johnny, you want to run the rosters?
Okay, for the Clark County Lady Bulldogs, you have number 15, Bethany Sherrill, number 52, Ashlyn Browning, number 33, Caitlin McClain, number 14, McKenna Biles, number 24, Jada Kerr, number 30, Brittany Boone, number 44, Kara Butterworth, number 21, Summer Cherry, number 12, Kristen Biles, number 31, Jaden Williamson, number 10, Taylor Strong, number 23, Kenzie Arms, number 11, Harley Stacy, and number 32, Maddie Harlan. The head coach is Mr. Joe Sims, assisted by Matt Walker. The starting five for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, I'm going to predict, will be like this tonight. Number 15, Bethany Sherrill. Number 52, Ashlyn Browning. Number 33, Caitlin McClain. Number 24, Jada Kerr. And number 30, Brittany Boone.
There's Lamar Rogers.
Sure is. For the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, your entire roster is like this. Double zero, Kristen McClellan. Number one, Alyssa Brown. Number four, Courtney Pritchett. Number five, Abby Fuck. Number 11, Janet Thurl. Number 12, Emma Zachary. Number 20, Gracie Martin. Number 22, Andrea Beatty. Number 24, Alana Pilbury. Number 23, Macy Krent. Number 33, Liz Logan. Number 34, Savannah Hammock. Number 15, Tyler Johnson. Number 3, Cassidy Kiesling, coached by Brent Smith, assisted the coach by Kayla Gibson. We're going to mention another time that Coach Smith, third time in a row, coach of the year. The starting five for your Flicking County Lady Bobcats will be like this tonight. You have number 24, Lana Bibbard. Number 11, Jana Thurl. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. And number 00, Big Mac, Tristan McClellan, will do starting five for your Flicking County Lady Bobcats.
Thank you, Johnny. I think we better take another quick break before we get down to the national anthem. And we'll get in our three before the game starts. But, folks, now's the time to grab that favorite toddy, make a last minute pit stop.
And put your tush in the cook, Johnny.
That's right. Get it in that soft, supportive couch or recliner. We'll be right back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Welcome back, folks, here to Livingston Academy. Johnny, you ran the rosters. So, Delaney, what do you think is coming off here?
Like I said earlier, I think they're going to come out here and just start this off at the very beginning, and they're never going to look back.
Well,
I think they've got a mindset tonight. They're looking for Monday night. That's their goal for tonight.
Yeah, and you know, quite frankly, if we get a lucky break, Clark Greene will beat Jackson County. Although we've beaten both teams twice.
Yes.
So we can't complain. We'll have to beat whomever is there. But anyway, we've beaten this team, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, twice. First time, I believe, it was 29 points. The second time, 17. but both times double figures, obviously. And I'm thinking about 20 to 22 points. J-Man, are you awake?
Yes, sir. I was just thinking about when you said that, and I believe you may be right on that. The other night, we was kind of talking about the game, and we...
Yeah, who was right the other night?
And I'm going to go along with you. I think that's about right. That'd be a good score right there.
Come on. What about the courage, Delaney?
I'm going to go... I may even go out on the whim just as excited as they are. I'm going to say 30 points.
All right. Okay. But you know what Brent will do?
He'll throw them down and he'll throw the B team in.
That's right. Yeah. Well, if we're that far ahead, he should do that.
Yes.
Give
him
some tournament experience.
Right.
But at any rate, we'll see what happens tonight, that's for sure. And there should be a lot of pregame awards given out here.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, though, they're going to unfurl this gigantic American flag in front of us before they do anything. And we're going to break away, and then we'll get some of those bills paid. And listen closely to these great sponsors' messages, folks. Take your business to them. They'll be happy. You'll be happy if Johnny and Delaney are going to dance on the tape.
That's right.
We'll be right back, folks.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Delaney, you want to pick this up?
Here we go. They're doing honorable mentions right now. Gracie Martin from Pickett County.
Welcome back, folks. Go ahead, Delaney. Gracie Martin, honorable mention.
Savannah Hammock, honorable mention.
All freshman is Alea Brown.
All southpaw.
All defense team, Alana Bilbrey.
I walked in to Alana tonight. She was relaxed.
All District 13, Alana Bilbrey. They're saying her name wrong. That's why she's laughing.
Well, I bet they got Bilbrey correct.
All District
17,
Abby Buck.
Second team, Abby Buck.
No chance of mispronouncing that name.
All District 17, first team, Jenna Furlow.
First team, Dana Furlow.
You know, she's a pretty modest kid.
All district 13, Courtney Pritchett.
As a sophomore. Oh, but quiet now.
All district
7A, Cole
MVP.
Kristen McClellan. Oh, she's the Cole MVP. And Coach of the Year again for the third year in a row goes to Coach Brent Smith.
And he's first to a team.
Regular season district
have won district team.
Perfect record, by the way.
Perfect record, 8-0.
And the rest of the Lady Bobcats are like, I see Cassidy Geisman.
She's back. Look at Tammy Martin.
Is that Kim Logan?
That's Kim Logan.
Well, you'd never know it, would you? My God, my God. Well, here comes the flag, so let's break away for our last commercial break, and we'll be back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Welcome back, folks. Wow, that rendition came from the Bobcats, Abby Buck. She's going to have some tough decisions to make down the road here, whether she plays basketball and signs a recording record, don't you think, Elaine?
I agree.
All right, starting five for Clay County Bulldogs, number 15, Bethany Sherrill. Number 33, Caitlin McLean. Number 52, Ashlyn Browning. Number 24, Jada Kerr. And number 30, Brittany Thune, the starting five for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Let's get ready to rumble!
Rumble?
Double zero, Tristan McClellan. Number 11, Jana Farrell. Number 24, Alana Debris. Number 5, Abby Buck. Number 4, Courtney Pritchett. That's a starting five for you. Ticket Cali, Lady Bobcat.
Twenty to twenty-two.
I'm going to agree with you, Ralph. Not just because I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to agree with you. I think you're right.
What are you talking about?
Point. Point differential.
Okay.
Delaney's going on 30.
He's going 30. Yeah.
Delaney, you passed that milestone a few years ago.
How dare he?
Well, you just get better.
He's on like Donkey Kong now. We're having a big wait here. Coach, we're filling them in.
How's my bow tie look, Elaine? She's on
line. Oh, my gosh, it looks marvelous, Johnny. Johnny looks marvelous tonight.
Marvelous. Well, Clay County, as of the tip-off here, have a record of 15 wins, 11 losses, which is kind of reasonable. District record after last night is 3-6.
Here we go. Our very own Jana Farrell. She's going to jump up against number 52, Browning.
Well, Clay County's got two players back on defensive end.
Ball up, and it's going to go through the Clay County Bulldogs. We've got McLean. Lucy McLean gets it over to Cheryl. Cheryl gets it down in the corner back to Cheryl. Cheryl passes out long to... Actually, that was Cheryl's shot. Oh! Rebound back to Clay, but this one coming away with Courtney Pritchett. Got it. She's going to run it down.
They never should have missed that putback. You know that?
Pass inside to Furl. Furl gets it back out to Buck for three. Count it! Up and
And we're starting to build on that three to zip.
Lady Bobcats is going to come out with the press. Ball into Kerr. Kerr gets it over here to McLean. McLean's going to set it at the top of the key. Lady Bobcats playing man to man, woman to woman.
Or something.
Something. Pass down to boom.
Y'all playing on the corner. She's going to take it down.
Gonna be a foul. By number 33, McLean. That's going to be her first.
That's all McLean could do there.
They're going to call the foul before the shot. So Bobcats are going to inbound it underneath their goal. Ball inside to Pritchett. Pritchett shoots in there.
You know, I've seen them work that play so many times. I, for one,
oh, Pritchett's
going to go to the line on this one, I believe. So it's 5-0 here in the first minute and 4 seconds.
So that's going to be a foul against her. Her first, team second. Big Mac McClellan at the line. She's going to shoot two. First shot on its way. Oh, that went off a little bit.
Come on, get warmed up there, Big Mac. This one's going home.
Second one up. Looks.
Well, no.
Oh, front of the rim. McLean gets a rebound.
I don't think I've seen her miss two in a row for ages.
McLean gets it third. Slips away, but gets it. Overthrows it.
That's all right. That's an unselfish pass.
Get the ball in, all the way up here. We've got it to 30, Boone. Boone's going to pass it down to McLean. Almost picked off. She's going to bring it back up.
McLean's got some size to her.
Mm-hmm. She's going to pass it out to Cheryl. Cheryl gets in the corner down there to Karen. It's going to be a timeout. Clay County, so with 6:28 left in the first. Your Lady Bobcats 5 and the Bulldogs 0.
Short, longer, and
short.
Well, you know, we very well could have put a couple more in there, but I don't want to get greedy here. We're up by 5. We did miss 2 charities, which was very unusual. Anyway, we're off to a decent start here. They're hustling, they're causing Clay County to turn it over, and they created a situation where they had to call timeout. They're going to lose it again.
Yes. They're going to get the ball inbounded. Over on the side, down by their goal. Ball into McLean. McLean's going to try to take it down. She's in the corner, picks up her dribble. She hands it off to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to shoot. Nothing there. Pearl gets the rebound. Pearl's going to push it down. She throws it all the way down to Buck.
Oh,
she
gets it inside.
Yeah. Courtney, she didn't hang back. She broke down there right away.
Kurt
and knocked it out of bounds.
Pritchett is on fire tonight.
7-0.
We've got 3 new subs coming in already for Clay County.
Number 10, 14, and 13.
So 10 is strong. 14 is, I have no, yep, ball.
Take it away.
Take it to Big Mac. Almost tilt it.
She almost had a breakaway, too.
Strong with the ball. She gets it over to Kerr. Kerr's going to pass it long to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to take it down. Gonna pass it up to Kerr. She drives underneath. Ball blocked. Pritchett with it. She gets it to Big Mac McClellan. Calls her for a walk.
Well, I, for one, didn't see that.
No. The 3 subs that come in were the first subs that come in the last time, and they end up playing a lot of the game. Kerr tried to get the ball inbound, and she finally gets it into Strong. And that's ball by Abby Buck.
Lady Bobcats had a good defense, man-to-man. They're just covering them up.
Lady Bobcats get the ball. They've got the arrow. Cheryl passes it in to that Muck. Muck over to McClellan.
Back to Gilbreth.
Back to McClellan. McClellan's going to take it over on the left side. She brings it out to Muck. Muck passes inside to Gilbreth. Gilbreth to Pearl for 3. Oh, miss. And it's going to be rebounded. Bye. And they're going to call ball for trouble, so it's going to go back to the Lady Bobcats. 5:21 left in the first.
That was a tough break on for Clay County there.
Ball pass inside. Pass out to Pritchett for 3.
off.
It's off. I hope that doesn't interfere with her shooting. If her gets the rebound, she's going to come out with it. She's kicked double team. Passes it down to Strong. Strong gets it to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to pass it down to Arm. She shoots, misses, knocks out of bounds by Clay County.
Boy, does he ever knock it out.
Hit it hard. Big Matt McClellan's going to bring it down. She gets it over to Buck. Buck wide open for three. Up a little hard.
Air ball for Abby. You don't see that once every
year. Rebound by Arm. Gets it to Strong. Strong's going to take it right inside. She goes up to shoot. Runs into Bilbrey. Ball passed back around. Strong gets it. Shoots it in.
That's garbage. That was a garbage basket.
McClellan with the ball. Gets it to Pearl. Gets it back to McClellan. Going to be a foul.
I don't know if they're going to let her shoot. Nope.
It goes against number 14, Ball. That's going to be her first team.
7-2.
Team third. Clella throws the ball into Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it in. Oh, almost a bad pass, but gets it back. But gets it to Buck for a three. And they're going to call a foul on her for going over the back.
Well, she almost had a two-pointer there, and that would have stopped by double figures. It's now 10-2. Well, I wish she didn't have to sit behind this basket, which hides almost all of that big scoreboard down there.
Sure to inbound it. She gets it over here to Strong. Her arm. Arm pass down. Pearl intercepts it again. Pearl gets it over to Buck. Buck's going to shoot another three. This one's a little hard. Comes back to her. She gets it to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to take it right on in. Pass underneath to McClellan. Back to Pritchett. Pritchett goes up. No foul call. Miles is going to get it.
Did they miss that one?
Yes, sir.
She gets it over here to McClain. McClain gets it to Strong. She drives all the way in.
No.
And miss, and there's going to be a foul.
That was all ball, too.
That goes against number five.
I'm beginning to think that the official with the dark hair is going to disrupt some of our play tonight.
Foul against Bug, her first. Strong at the line. It's 2-2. First one up and good. 3:44 left in the first.
10-3. Bobcats, Lady Bobcats up.
Second shot. Good.
Well, she knocked both of those right into the middle, so it's 10-4.
Buck with the ball. She's going to get it over to Pritchett. Pritchett gets it up top to McClellan. McClellan's going to drive in. Pass underneath to Pearl. Pearl shoots. She misses. Rebound Strong.
Well,
Arms gets it down to Strong. Strong's going to pull up for a three. It's off. Rebound long. Goes to Buck. Buck gets it to McClellan.
Boy, if she'd have kept going, she was right for a charge. And she did exactly the right thing. Just pull up and pop it. Hello there.
You doing all right?
I just quit. Here we go.
There you go.
Okay, sorry about that. My ear set quit working here. Bobcat Storm McClain with the ball.
Now 14-4, Lady Bobcat.
Passes inside and it's knocked away. Buck comes away with it, gets it to Bilbrey. Bilbrey all the way down to Pearl. Pearl passes long to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to shoot a three. Yeah!
Turkey for Courtney. And it was a by the Lady Bulldogs. And we're going to go away for some messages. Be right back. We're only up by, 13? 13.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back, folks.
Good. That's going to be a lot at first. So, Karen's going to go to the line to shoot, too.
Not a good call.
215 left in the first. First shot up. Good.
They made one field goal and all the rest of them charity stuff.
Yes, correct.
He gets another one.
17 to 5.
Second shot on its way. Good.
17 to 6. 2:15 remaining in the first.
Beaver gets the ball down to McClellan. McClellan gets it over to Butts on the left side. She gets it back up top to Pearl. Pearl's going to pass back to Butts. Butts going to bring it back up top.
Oh,
that's a step. Just scoots a little bit. They catch her. Ball in back to McClain. McClain hands it back to Kerr.
A high dribble.
Kerr down in the corner to strong, our arms. Knocked away, and McClain comes around with it, but they're gonna call a push on, I think, Pritchett, maybe, or Buck. Yeah, Pritchett, that's going to be Kerr first. Ball inbounded, and McClellan knocks it away. Gets it to Buck. Buck gets it down to Pearl. Loses control.
We've done that a couple times in this game, girls.
Yeah. You can't hold on to it.
Too much jam on the rear for that one. Went right out of bounds.
Too much lead.
Kerr gets it in to Strong. Strong passes long to Arms. Arms passes over to McClain.
Buck almost knocked us down.
McClain hands it to.
There's a walk.
You walked on that one.
Seventeen to 6, 1:33 remaining in the first.
McClellan with it at the top, gets it over on the right side to Buck. Buck passes in the corner to McClellan. McClellan passes inside to Pretty. Pretty gets it to Bembry. She's going to be fouled by 14 balls, I do believe.
How many is that on them?
Actually, they caught it on number 10, Strong, her first.
Four.
Team 4. Lana Bembry's at the line to shoot, too.
Come on, Bilbrey.
First shot on his way. Misses.
Well, that's at least three charities we've missed in the first quarter. I sure hope that didn't continue the whole game.
Second shot. In and out. Bob gets the rebound. She gets it down here to Strong. Strong's going to throw long to McClain. Out of bounds.
Threw it all the way to the Lady Bobcat cheering section. It was drawn to the iridescent t-shirts.
Cleland gets it over to Bembry. Bembry gets it up top to Buck.
Nobody on her.
Buck shoots a three. Rebound goes to Pritchett.
He's getting smacked.
She gets it to Pearl, knocked out of bounds.
One in the remaining. Boy, these Pickett County fans all around us, they're pretty vociferous.
Cheryl's in for Strong.
They're loud, too.
Ball inbounded to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to turn. Up top to McClellan for three. Oh, look.
Yeah! Cuckoo for a Big Mac.
That's five total, ain't it? McClellan gets the ball.
20-6.
He throws it to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to pull it back out. Takes it in. Pulls up a little jumper. It's in there off the backboard.
That was a nice move. So it's 20-8 as we come to 30 seconds remaining in the first, and I think we just let the air off here.
I heard it.
And they're not going to come out on us. And Clay County coach is sitting. Now they're backing off to give Big Mac some maneuvering room, and here she comes.
That's his two Bilbury. Bilbury's going to shoot it. Cracker on the hand and nothing called.
Oh.
Well, we had some pretty lousy whistle blowing toward the end, but at the end of the first quarter, Lady Bobcats were up by 12, 20-8. Let's break and we'll be back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats! Welcome back, folks.
Gets it up to arms, arms fast as long as Cheryl. Cheryl's going to take it all the way in, goes in, she scores.
Well, that was a flaw in our defense, and it's 20-10.
Ball passed out to Fritchie. Fritchie gets it over to Buck. Buck back up past the building, that's Fritchie. Fritchie's going to drive it down, around the baseline. She passes to McCullough, who's going to shoot, misses, gets her own rebound. Get it back out to Fritchie. Fritchie's going to shoot a little jumper.
Is that a two-pointer?
Yeah.
McCullough
has the ball, and there's going to be a foul on Pearl for reaching in. That's going to be her second.
That's on McCullough.
On McCullough?
Well, it was Pearl.
I thought it was Pearl reaching in, but they're going to give it to Big Mac. She's going to sit down, and Hammock's coming in.
She doesn't want a towel.
Yeah, she didn't. Well, she didn't like that call.
Yeah, but she never wants a towel.
No, she don't. Ball passed long to Cheryl. Buck's trying to run to it. Nope. Cheryl gets it. Gets it up off of her. Cheryl gets it to Strong. Strong passes down to McLean on the right side. Pass inside to Kerr. Kerr passes underneath and foul from behind by Buck. And that shot's made by Arms.
It's 22-12. How many team fouls? Seven?
And that's Buck's second, two, four, five. Yep, seven. So they're going to, they're at a 1-1 now.
Who's in there, Gracie?
Yes, Gracie Martin's in for Buck. Shot up. Good.
Well, they've been hitting their charities.
It was one of them.
And we haven't hit one, I don't think.
Martin gets the ball down to Pearl. Pearl gets it up top to Hammock. Hammock tries to throw it in, but Strong jumps up and gets it. She drives all the way in, shoots, nothing there. Rebound goes to Arms. Arms gets it to Kirk. Kirk gets it back out to Strong. Pass inside it.
She walks.
And tries to pass underneath, but Chrissy gets the, she intercepts that pass. She gets it to Hammock. Hammock gets it up top to Chrissy. Chrissy passes. Bad pass for Pritchett.
We've had a few of those.
Goes back to the Lady Bulldogs.
We can't afford to keep turning it over like that.
That's going to be a foul on Pritchett. They're going to get us for fouls right now. That's going to be Pritchett's second. We've got three players with two fouls, and they're going for one.
Barely into the second quarter. So what does that tell you? How many team fouls do they have?
Four.
Yeah.
McLean's at the line to shoot a 1-1. Shot up. Good.
They still continue to hit those charities.
They hit six straight.
22-14.
Second shot. That one's off. Rebound goes to Hammock. Hammock gets it down to Martin.
Martin's going to hold it up.
Martin gets it to Buck. Buck passes long to Hammock. Hammond passes inside to Pearl. Pearl gets it up top to Martin. Martin takes it in. Pass back to Pearl. Goes between her legs, but Hammond's there to get it. Hammond gets it back up to Martin. It's going to be a timeout on Coach Smith.
Yeah, I think we need to, not exactly, don't know what to tell them except quit making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
6:03, we were up by 8, but we were up by 12 at the end of the first. And away we go.
Here we go. Lady Bobcat system off. Get it in to Mark. Mark takes it over on the right side. Pass inside to Hammock. Hammock lays it in.
Just
it
was a nice assist. A nice play. So it's 24-14.
McLean with the ball.
Yeah, you don't want to foul because they're in bonus.
Yeah. Down in the corner to Cheryl. Cheryl passes underneath the arms. She shoots. She misses. Bilber gets the rebound. Gets it to Buck. Buck's going to push it down. Drives all the way in. She misses. Rebound goes to Cheryl. Cheryl gets it back out to Stone.
Oh.
Oh, she did it.
Yes, I caught it.
That was created by the defense.
Double dribble on that, so Lady Bobcats are going to get the ball back. Martin with it. She's going to take it up to the top of the key. Passes over on the right side to Pearl. Pearl gets it back up top to Buck. Buck's looking for something inside. She's going to take it down, pass it down to Bibber, gets it back to Buck. Buck's going to
shoot.
Knocked behind. Actually, I think it's kind of blocked.
It was.
So it's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats. We've got number 52 back in, Browning. For arms. Martin gets it in, and there's going to be a holding on, I think, Kerr. Yep, that goes against 24 Kerr. That's going to be her second team.
They ought to let her shoot on.
Martin gets it in to Bilber. Bilber's going to shoot a three. Off. Rebound goes to Kerr. Kerr gets it strong. Strong passes up to McLean. She's going to run it down. McLean passes to Kerr. She's going to take it right inside and shoot. She's going to be fouled.
You know they're going to be calling them. They have blown those. How many fouls, total fouls we have? 9 and
that goes against
14.
Her second. So, Kerr's at the line again. 4:59 left in the second. Her shot up. Good.
Yeah, you're correct, Ralph. 14.
That's about as many as we need for the first half.
Take a shot on its way. Nope, this one's off. Bilber gets the rebound. Gets it up to Pearl. Pearl gets it to Buck. Buck passes inside to Hammock. Back pass. Tries to push it in there. Bilber just hit her head. She's still down. A pass underneath to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to pull up. Shoot. That's in there.
Give it to Bilber.
Pearl gets the rebound. Takes it down, passes to Bibber. Bibber gets it to Martin. Martin passes all the way over to Buck for a three.
Too hard.
McLean gets the rebound. She pushes it down. She's going to pull up inside the hot spot. Nope, too hard. Buck gets the rebound. Buck takes it in. It's in.
Somebody take it right on him, Abby.
Arm with the ball. She gets it to Cheryl.
26-15 now.
Cheryl gets it back to arms, passes down to Browning. Browning's going to hand it to her. And it's knocked away by Bilber. Bilber gets it to Hammock. Bilber needs to sit down. She's not doing so hot. Gets it down to Martin. Martin passes to Pearl.
Yes.
Her.
28-15.
We got Strong with it. Gets it to McLean. Knocked away. Well, there's a fight for it.
And Carol is the Lady Bobcat.
Goes back to the Lady Bobcat.
The clock's running.
Clock's running.
Hey, they're laying the clock down.
They got it.
Yeah, but how much? Jerks.
He wasn't here last night, and here he is tonight, and he's already started.
It's the game. Watch it.
Martin gets the ball over to Pearl. Pearl gets it inside the hammock, passes underneath to Giesland. She turns, shoots, nothing there. McLean comes away with the rebound.
No foul.
Charge on McLean. That's going to be her second.
Only Martin took that one, didn't
she? Yes, she did. That's her last.
That's an alley.
Ball embedded to Martin. Martin gets it over to Pearl. Pearl passes inside to Giesling. Giesling's going to turn. Shoot. Nope. This time McLean fouled again. That's going to be her third, and we're going to go to the line to shoot two.
How many is McLean got?
Three.
No. Points.
Oh, none.
Oh.
No points.
Okay.
Giesling's first shot on its way. Good.
Well, at least she hit a charity and nobody else can. Cassidy drops it home, makes it 29-15 with 3:05 remaining.
He's going to take a shot up. Rebound knocked away by Hammock, knocked it to Abby Burke. She lays it in.
31.
Ball pass home to Cheryl. Cheryl throws it down to Arms. Arms is going to pull up and shoot in there.
Wide open. We just weren't back on that, so it's 31-17.
Oh, ball pass all the way down to Pearl, goes through her fingers. Carrier gets it, but it's going to be a reaching foul on Hammock. That's going to be her first, and they're going to go to the line.
Well, that's better than Jaina. 2:42 remaining in the second. The Lady Bobcats up 31-17.
Kerr's at the line. First shot up. Good. 2:42 left in the second.
31-18, and Abby takes a break.
This next one makes 11 free throw attempts for the Lady Bulldogs.
They made all but one or two, huh?
All but two.
Second shot up. Good.
That's a lopsided charities, Zebras.
Martin throws it all the way down to Giesling. She shoots it again.
Nice move by Cassidy. Makes it 33-19.
Ball got back down. Pearl, she walks on that. There you go.
That defense will throw you off. I'll tell you what. 2:28 remaining in the second. Lady Bobcats will inbound it.
Martin gets the ball in to Giesling and stripped away by Cheryl. She just takes it right away from her. Gets it to Kirk. Her gets it down to Strong. Strong takes it all the way in and lays it up. Uses that backboard.
33-21.
Martin with the ball. She's going to take it all the way in. She's going to lay it up. There's going to be a foul on number 23, Arms, I do believe. Nope. They call that on 10. Strong. That's her second. Martin at the line. She's going to shoot two. Shot up. Good. Balls is coming in for Brownie. Second shot. Good.
Well, we need some of those girls that just came in there to shoot our charities, apparently.
Kerr gets the ball in to Cheryl. Oh, knocked out of bounds by Hammock.
Well, it's 35-21 with 2:09 remaining in the second.
They get the ball in to Walk. Already is Jaina Furl. That's going to be her second. Wow. Got 11 fouls on us already, and they've got 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8.
That's
back
to this on that one.
Yeah. So, Strong at the line to shoot two. First shot up. Good.
Well, that's the only thing that keeps them in the game. 35-22. 2:06 remaining.
Second shot up. Good.
11 good points for free throws.
Yep. 35-23.
Leah Brown gets it over to Pearl. Pearl gets it back up top to Martin. Martin gets it over to Hammock. Hammock gets it back to Brown. Brown's going to set it at the top of the key. He's going to get it to Martin. Martin passes long to Hammock. Hammock for a three. Nope, that was too hard, but Giesling does for the rebound.
Okay.
He loses it. Gets it to Kerr. Kerr gets it down to Strong. Strong's going to pass long to Arms. Arms gets it back to Kerr. She's going to dive in, shoot. She misses. Rebound goes to Hammock.
There's a foul. I've seen one.
Kerr goes in to get it. And
they're calling a jump.
Calling it a jump ball, so it's going to be Lady Bobcats.
The Zebras continue to make mistakes. And that's an opinion, and it's
Ball goes in to arm. She misses. Kerr gets the rebound. She misses. Eagle's going to get it. She gets it to Hammock. Hammock takes it all the way in, lays it up.
And that'll make it 37-23, 1:15 remaining.
Cheryl with the ball. She gets it back. Strong. Strong passes inside the ball. She turns. She hits. No. She misses. Rebound goes.
There's
going to be a foul, number 15.
Are we shooting yet, Delaney?
We should be on that one.
Yes. I think that's against number 15, Cheryl, her first. And Martin's at the line. She's going to shoot a 1-1. First shot up. Good.
38-23. 107 remaining in the second.
Gets another second one on its way. And she misses this one, but Hammock gets the rebound. Gets it up top to Pearl. Pearl gets it back to Hammock. Hammock's going to shoot a three. This one's off.
Boy, Hammock's not afraid to pull that trigger.
No. Arms throws it all the way down to Stone. Stone to Ball. Ball's, oh.
Walk.
Call for a walk.
51.7 seconds remaining. 38-23.
Our starters are back in.
Yeah, they deserve to get some floor time there. I think he wants to run it down and get the last shot.
Clellan with it up at the top of the key.
2-3 zone. Nobody got now. The point. Young lady comes out.
This is to Pearl. Pearl gets it back to Buck. Buck throws it back to Clellan.
30 seconds.
Brings it back and gets it to Buck. Buck gets it back to McClellan. McClellan to Pearl.
Exactly what they're doing.
Pearl back to McClellan.
Ten seconds.
And we're on the move. McClellan goes. She drives in. She tries to pass it to Bilbrey. Knocks away. Gets his arm. Arm gets it to Pearl. She's going to drive all the way in. No basket.
I don't know about that, but Coach Smith upset with Big Man for that last pass. So it's 38-23 at halftime. We scored 18, and they scored 15 in that quarter. But right now, let's go away, pay some more bills, and we'll be back.
Jack Aminette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Aminette at 606-688-0913.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks, here to Livingston Academy, where at halftime our Lady Bobcats are up by, 15?
Yes, sir.
On the Lady Bulldogs in Clay County. And this will be the third time, if we continue this way, that we have got the better of the Lady Bulldogs of this year. But anyway, Johnny, you got the data.
Okay, for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, you got Bethany Sherrill with 4, Jada Kerr with 7, Taylor Strong with 4, and Kenzie Arms with 8 for a total of 23. For the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, Tristan Cullen with 7, Courtney Pritchard with 9, Abby Buck with 12. You have Gracie Martin with 3, Savannah Hammock with 4, and Cassidy Gibson with 3 for a total of 38. The Lady Bobcats up here at the break by 15, 38, 23.
Well, I didn't hear you say the back lady walked in yet.
No. Well, she will, but it's we'll get to that a little bit later.
All right.
Unless, now listen. There's always possibilities, and we got to watch those fouls. I mean, you know, we got
nine.
Yeah, and we got our starting players all each have 2.
I'm sorry, we have 11.
And they had
How
many of those? We finally had some of the bench players putting them in the hole there at the end of the second quarter, Johnny. So what did we shoot overall, Jared?
Okay, we have hit 6 out of 10, looks like.
And the 4 that were missed were by our starters, no less. And they made how many? You told me they made 12?
Yeah, about something like 12, roughly, yes. So they've only missed 2 free throws, so they're in the game there with free throws.
Yeah. Well, they're not. Well, they're kind of sort of hanging in there. They're down by 15. And as you suggested, it'll be a 20 to 22 point game.
30.
And the voice from the corner of the rear. Johnny!
I'm going to go ahead and give the sponsorships for this basketball season.
Thank you, Johnny.
We have Dr. Terry Riley, Brother Ivan Rayleigh with First Baptist Church of Birchtown, Del Holly Shell, Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, Albany Plumbing and Electric, People's Bank and Trust, Brian Cross Carpentry, Brown's Funeral Chapel, Jackson Signs, Carr's Idle Spot, Milestone Physical Therapy, Birchtown Medical Center, and BMK Byright Grocery. And as we say, most every season we look down the list and repeatedly got a lot of the same ones on there. So we sure do appreciate those folks for sponsoring so we'll be able to bring this broadcast of the Lady Bobcats and Bobcats to you. I want to remind everyone to listen to us next day around 12:30 on WAMY, 100.9 Stereo FM, right there out of Albany, Kentucky. Or you can listen to us live each and every night on HRN Cable Channel 10, right here out of Overton County.
Thank you, J-Man. Johnny Sells, what would we do without you? I think your daughter just slammed something on our bench.
She's getting her candy bag here, eating candy.
Well, this is a shout-out.
Yes, sir.
This is a special shout-out to a special animal. So, Scooter, if you're listening, which I'm told you will be, have fun and behave.
Scooter is listening. He just heard you live right there on Cable Channel 10, Ralph.
And the background of that is Scooter was mine in Ballas, and now he's been Sarah's for quite a while.
Yes, sir. So,
I had to do that, and I don't know if Sarah could hear me do that. Probably not, but she's right behind us. But at any rate, have fun, Scooter, old boy.
Tear up that toilet paper, Scooter.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Don't you dare go away.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Birdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
Welcome back, folks. Getting a little rowdy here, but we're off the air. I want to remind you that most folks around these parts don't think that our region is going to be as tough as our district play, considering the fact that Red Bowling Springs, Trousdale County, Watertown, Goodpasterville, Hyde, and Gordonsville are in that District 8. And, of course, you know the winner of our district plays the fourth place team of District 8, and vice versa. The first place team in District 8 will play the fourth place team in District 7, which is looking more and more like it's going to be Clay County. But at any rate, as we get closer, we'll bring you some updates on some of those teams. And of course, we're familiar with Red Barling, and we know we've both the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats have 2 victories each over Red Bull's team. So, well, we'll update you later. Anything from you, Delaney, as we run down the clock?
I'm ready to get this party started. What's you, Johnny?
Hey, I'm ready.
Question I have is, are the zebras ready?
They're happy.
Oh, happy. What's on her arm? A bandage?
It's, if she's got, like, tendonitis or something in her elbow, you can buy this at Walmart, and it really works. They put it
puts
a pressure, but it
can't. Oh, yeah, it's got it all the way around. I've got an elbow. I could use one of those for years. And can't straighten it. I won't straighten it.
Really?
Not that arm.
Are we on?
We are now.
Here we go. Girl with the lady Bobcats are going to get the ball. Big Mac got it. She's going to take it over to the left side, brings it back over to the right.
All right,
takes it right inside.
Let's take him out, Miss Florida Girl.
Here you go, Frisch it with the ball. She's going to just drive right on in. She's
And that'll make it 40-23, and this may be the quarter that we take him out.
You know, we've been known to do that, come back in the third and just take off with it.
Which one got that in the lane?
52, Browning, that's her first. Reached at the line to shoot one, count it.
Old Fashioned 3 by Courtney, it's 41-23 now.
McLean with the ball. Dead ball. She gets it furled off of the way. Furled's going to take it all the way down. Going to be a foul on number 30, Boone, her first.
That's almost a two-shot foul. And you hate to see anybody hurt, but my goodness. I guess she was going to make sure she didn't lay it in.
Pearl at the line.
All right, now we're rolling. Dana, that's her first charity, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. How many points does McClellan have? 7? How many did Jana have? Second one up good.
It's 43-23 at this juncture with 7:30 remaining in the third.
McLean with the ball. She takes it over on the left side. Pass underneath to Brandy, but knocked out of bounds by Frickett.
McClellan had 7. That's actually the first points that Jane has scored tonight is those 2 free throws.
Really?
Well, she shot several times, but not hit. She get on fire this quarter, I believe. Kern gets it out to Boone.
Air ball, but they got the rebound.
Boone misses it. Cheryl gets the rebound. She gets it out to Browning. Browning's going to shoot. She misses. Fritz is going to take this ball. She says, this is my ball. She takes it all the way down. Passes up top to McClellan. Out to Buck for a three. Cool. Long rebound. Pearl gets it up top to McClellan. Over to Frisch. She's going to take a three.
Yep.
Got it! Okay, Clark.
Nobody came out of her. 46-23, and that's X and 2X.
We've got McClellan with the ball. She's going to bring it down.
And still, the Clay County coaches are sitting.
Oh, and they've thrown away. Pearl gets it.
Oh, I was going to look away.
Yeah. I thought she was going to pass it to Bug. She takes it right on in. Go ahead, yeah.
All you had to do was turn that head. So that makes it 48-23. Short timeout, Johnny.
Yeah, Lady Bobcats is going to turn it up this third quarter. You know, and I can remember a time when the Lady Bobcats didn't do so well in the third quarter, but we're seeing this whole season. I think most of the time, third quarter is their quarter in the ball game.
Well, they've had a number of games, and what that number is, I don't recall, but a few games in which they've struggled in the first half, come out in the third quarter, and got on top of their game, and that's it. So they certainly don't give up, even when they're on a bad shooting night, and they're not shooting that badly tonight.
I like to see them smiling, having fun out there.
Look at them.
Yeah. Coming to mind, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Here we go, Molly and Bunny. Are we on?
Yeah. Yeah.
To Strong, gets it over to Cheryl. Cheryl down in the corner to Kerr. Her passes long up to Boone. Boone's going to take it in. She passes back out to Strong. Strong passes long to Kerr. Kerr's going to shoot a three. It's off from here. Rebound
over
the back.
Yes, sir, over the back.
But it's going to say, go to the Lady Bobcats.
6:03 remaining in the third.
McClellan's going to bring it down. Ball passed inside to Pritchett. She's going to take it right on in. She gets her own rebound. Let it stay with it. Lays it in.
So it's 50-23. You know, somebody on Clay County should be talked to about not blocking out down there.
Strong game. Oh, not Pearl. Sends it away. Pearl takes it all the way in.
Yeah. So that's 52-23. 5:30 remaining in the third.
You know, Pearl's really picking up those balls like that.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Kerr gets it over here to Strong.
You know, we've scored 14 in this third quarter. They haven't scored.
Kerr gets it back. Picks up her dribble at the top. She gets it to Sterl. Sterl's going to take it all the way in. Shoot, nothing there. Buck comes away with it.
Boy, we hustled up the floor, don't we?
Buck passes to a foul. Foul.
He's going to be shooting two, I would think.
Goes against number
30,
her second. Pearl's at the line.
This is two. 13 foul, I
believe, on Clay County. First shot up. In and out.
Oh. Come on, Jana.
She's done good in intercepting the ball.
Yeah.
Well, that's another reason they haven't scored.
She gets another. Shot up. Good.
Dump a net on that sucker. And that makes it 53-23.
Ball in belly to Strong. Strong has it at the top of the key. Going to take it over the left. Goes back to the right. Big Matt McClellan, Gardner. He hands it to Kerr. Kerr passes down to Arms. Arms back to Kerr. She goes up. She misses. Rebound Pritchett. Pritchett's throwing it long to Pearl. Pearl drives in. She's going to be a foul against number 10 Strong. That's going to be her third.
Well, the naughty, naughty down there. That's the fourth team foul. Like we have yet to commit a personal foul.
First shot up by Pearl. Good.
That's knock at home, so makes it 54.
Second shot. Yeah. Out. Miles gets a rebound. She gets it up Strong. Strong passes long down to Moon. Moon gets it back to Miles. Miles hands it off to Kerr. Kerr passes over to Arms. Arms passes to Strong.
There's a walk.
And she walks.
That defense did it again.
And McClellan's got it. She gets it over to Buck. Buck passes in to Pritchett. Pritchett's going to turn and get it to Pearl. In there.
It's stood right in there, Dana. 56-23. This turned into a rout, Johnny.
Dana Pearl scored 10 points this quarter.
And Clay County has yet to score.
Moon goes to baseline, gets Arms up to Stone for three.
I take it back. And now they drop home a turkey, so makes it 56-26.
Ball pass all the way down to Pritchett. She goes up and shoots, and she's going to be fouled by number 14, Miles. That's going to be her second.
They say four. I thought that was five. Yeah. Mark it up. Well, we're going to have some training for that team over there at the score table. They still haven't marked it up.
Lady Bobcats up 28, Ralph.
I know.
So that's that 20-25 or 22.
Pritchett's going to shoot two. First shot. Good.
Knocked it home, and they still haven't marked that up as a fifth time. You get distracted. They forget.
Second shot by Pritchett on its way. Good.
That's my neck.
What did she got?
Yeah, she's hit a number.
19.
Wow.
Pass down to Miles. Miles is going to hand it back to Strong. Strong gets it to her. And there's a foul on Pearl. She run into her.
She's following the ball.
Yep, that's going to be her third.
That's all right. No big deal.
You know, I was just watching the lineup there and Big Mac. They're playing a good defensive game against this Clay County Lady Bulldogs team here tonight.
Yep. Kurt.
One of our team spirit strengths is defense, as you know.
Pass up too strong. Don't pass inside and it's thrown away. It's going to come back to the Lady Bobcats.
Created by the defense. Coach Smith popped barking orders. He surely can't be too.
I believe I've got the points down right now, 30. But huge miss. Rebound goes to Arms. Arms gets it to Strong. Strong gets it to Kerr.
She walks.
Oh, they're going to call out on Buck. That's going to be her third.
Well, that young lady walks before she ever shot.
Yeah. That shouldn't have been called against Buck. She's quick to get back there on that girl, though. I'm telling you, she was moving on.
Kerr's first shot up. Good.
Well, they make another from the charity. That's about the only place they've been able to score regularly, isn't it, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
58-29. Well, we still have X and 2X.
Second shot. And she misses it. Remember, gets the rebound, gets it to Buck. Buck takes it down right inside the high spot. It's in her.
Oh, that's a move, a beautiful move by Abby that we have seen several times, numerous times this year.
Strong with the ball up top. Passes to McLean. Knocked away by Buck.
Abby's got a quick hand.
Buck gets it to Kerr. Kerr gets it down to Arms. Arms passes to Kerr. Kerr drives in. It's a roller, and she's going to be fouled. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to you.
That's going to be a foul against Alana Bimbry, her, sir. That's all right.
60-29.
I know I want it.
That's his point, though. Lady Bulldogs.
Like I said.
That's his 12 of 15. So that's 12 of 16 right there.
Thank you.
What is that? In the, under the cheese?
It looks like French fries. Chili and cheese, I don't know. He'll have heartburn tonight. Followed up by Kern. Good.
60-30. That's a symmetrical number.
Martin gets the ball down to Brown. Brown passes over to Hammock.
Yeah, we got four of our replacements in there.
Pass down to Giesling. Giesling gets it back to Hammock. Hammock tries to lay it, and she does get it to Giesling. Giesling's got a blocked shot, but Miles. It's going to stay with the Lady Bobcats.
A couple of good head fakes and shoulder fakes would have worked very well right then.
Ball pass inside to Giesling. Giesling gets it to Brown. Brown takes it all the way in.
Oh, beautiful drive across the lane and put up off the glass.
That's why she's, what was it, freshman of the year?
Yes.
Shot by Kerr. Giesling gets the rebound. She throws it down to Brown.
She's got an opening call.
Brown passes to Hammock.
Underneath, kill! Did you see that shot by Hammock?
A reverse layup, I believe it was called. It's 64. Come on, block out.
McLean shoots, misses. Arms gets the rebound. Fought round four, and it's going to go to you, Lady Bobcats.
64-30 with 1:21 remaining in the third.
Brown with the ball gets it over to Martin on the right side, down in the corner to Hammock. Hammock back to Martin. Martin all the way across to Bibbery. Bibbery for a three. Oh, I thought he was in there. Rebound, fought around for it. Martin can play. Martin passes back to Hammock.
Well, I have to call that a garbage pass because we shouldn't have picked it up, but we did and made a nice pass there.
McLean pushes it up top, passes down to Arms. Arms just swirls. Nope, misses. Bibber gets the rebound, gets it out to Martin. Martin's pushing it down. Looks like 3-on-2. She's going to take it down, and there's going to be a charge.
It's going to be a charge, isn't it?
Yep, Martin. That's going to be her first. 45 seconds left.
66-30, and for once they stopped the clock on time.
Logan going in for Lana Bibber.
How many in the line to get tonight, Johnny? Not many, I don't think.
Well, I don't have it down for any.
Yeah, she don't have any. Strong with the ball.
he'll put her back in there before this is over.
Sean gets it to Cheryl.
Oh, what?
Cheryl gets it to McLean. McLean takes it down over on the left side, wide open down there, and she scores.
Yeah, we didn't block her out.
No. Brown's got the ball. She drives in. She gets it to Martin. Martin brings it back out.
Going to go for the last shot, 66-32.
Martin gets it to Brown. Brown drives in, pulls up a shot. She misses. Rebound goes to McLean.
Well, McLean swinging up. At
McLean throws it all the way down the arm. Nothing there. And at the end of the third, your Bobcats 66, your Bulldogs 32.
Well, the Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs scored 9. And what did we score? Let's see.
28.
Yeah. Boy. And anyway, folks, let's go away and you listen to our sponsors, and we'll be back.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks.
Her with the ball passes down the arm, lays it in, and she's fouled.
You're going to get us up on arms down there, girls. Come on.
That goes against Gracie Martin, her second. The arms is at the line to shoot one. Shot up. Good.
3-point play by arms, and it's 66-35.
Brown's got the ball. She's going to pass it over to Martin.
They're getting close to your point spread, Delaney.
Let's pass mine. I said 31. Hammock shoots a 3, in and out. Rebound Kerr.
Yeah, but it's coming down.
Oh, picked up by Logan.
About time.
They call a double dribble on her.
Zebra, go back in your hole.
Like. Liz was chopped 3 or 4 times, and they call her for a walk.
There's a walk.
Sean gets the ball, gets it to McLean. She's going to drive in, and she's going to take Giesling down. That's almost with contention. That's going to be her fourth.
She doesn't want to finish it, I don't think. Pickett County folks get upset when they miss late. Blatant calls are overlooked, and that Logan was blatant.
Martin with the ball gets it to Logan. Logan gets it back to Brown. Brown passes to Hammock. Hammock drives in, takes it back out to Brown. Brown for 3. Misses. Rebound goes to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to run it down for Clay County. Gets it to Kerr. Kerr's going to get it back up top to Cheryl. Cheryl drives in, but Brown tips it away. Gets it to Martin. Martin's going to take it down and lay it up.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking at a couple of guards, are going to be playing a couple more than 3 years for the Lady Bobcats.
Cheryl passes the ball in the arm. She misses. She gets her own rebound, and there's going to be a foul on Savannah Hammock. That's going to be her second.
Savannah's not one to be known to hold back, so she lets it come. Well, it's 68-35.
Arm first saw that. Good.
68-36. They've scored 4, and we've scored 2 in this, the fourth quarter.
She gets one more. Second shot on its way. Good. Hammett gets it into Brown. Brown gets it down to Martin. Martin does it all the way up to Logan. Logan to Brown. Brown to Hammock. Hammock to Gieslin. Gieslin to Brown. Brown pass inside to Hammock.
Oh, God. I didn't think she could get through there. But she puts them off the glass, and it's now 70-37, and Savannah's going to the line for an old-fashioned three.
But that foul goes against Miles. That's going to be her third. Hammock shot up. Too hard. It stays with the Lady Bobcats.
So are they going to break on that?
Hammock's got 10 points.
Well, you hear me say repeatedly, she's not afraid to pull the trigger.
Ball passed in to Hammock. Gets it back to Martin. Martin's going to take it down along the baseline. And I don't know. I think it was a pass, and it's knocked out of bounds. So.
Well, it hit the back of the glass, the backboard. So that's out of bounds, I think.
Strong with the ball at the top of the key. She passes over to Kerr. Kerr gets it down two arms, and it's thrown away. Hammock comes away with it. Hammock's going to get it down to Brown. Brown's going to bring it back out to Hammock. Hammock for a three. Looks good from here. Up, stop a little bit.
Not afraid to pull the trigger.
Arms get the ball, and they just call it jump ball, and it's going to come back to the Lady Bobcat.
Keeson decides she'll try that. She just ripped it. It was a little bit too late, but she just ripped it right out of the girl's hands there.
Beatty and Logan.
Beatty and Johnson.
Okay.
Ball passed in long to Gieslin. She did a whirl and derby around her back.
Well, that's okay if you don't lose your feet while you're doing it.
Strong with the ball. She gets it over to Boom. Boom passes inside to Kern. She shoots, misses. Maybe gets the rebound. Passes to Gieslin. Gieslin's going to push it down. Gieslin gets it over to Brown for a three. Looks good from here. Up, in and out. Boone's going to get the rebound. He passes. Brown almost steals it away.
Timeout by Clay County.
4:56 left in the ballgame.
They were trapped on the sideline. Short, long, or indifferent. Come on.
Get it full
time out, so we're going to break. And folks, listen to our messages, and we'll be back.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Welcome back, folks. Elaine?
The Bulldogs had the ball, and they went down, and it was out of bounds on the Lady Bobcat. They get it in, and Carol shoots a three and scores.
She shuffled her feet, too, before she released the ball.
Brown's going to drive all the way in, and she scores!
And that'll make it 72.
How many she got?
72-40.
McLean gets the ball down to Arms. Arms gets it back up to McLean. McLean's going to drive in. Passes out the arms. She's going to shoot a little jumper along the baseline. She
got
a
jump for that ball.
Brown gets the rebound, and McLean has just about out.
That's her feel.
And we're in bonus.
Yeah. So Brown's going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1, 4:20 left in the ball game.
Want to see the southpaw, don't you?
Uh-huh. Shot up. Good.
That's Bennett. 73-40.
Second shot. Good.
74-40.
Strong's going to bring it down. Takes it in and blocks her After calling the foul against Little Brown, that's going to be her first.
Well, it wasn't a foul, I don't know. Well, the folks are still coming in for this next game, and they're bringing seats and sports as big as beds. 74-41.
It's one more. Thank you, Sean.
Look at that.
Good.
Well, they're going to stay all night now.
Yeah.
They're just going to go ahead and nest here for the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, that might be true. 74-42.
Brown gets the ball over to Johnson. Johnson's going to throw it inside to Beatty. Beatty passes to Giesling. Beatty needs to take that shot. She needs
That's
to get
right.
stronger. Goes back.
Yep. Cost him a turnover.
Going to go back to
an extra pass.
The Bulldogs. Down with the ball. She's going to take it down to the top of the key and press over on the left side. Takes it back around the right. Pass in the corner to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to drive straight in. Goes in, shoots. Nothing there. Brown's going to come around with it. Leah's pushing it all the way down. Gets it out to Logan. Logan brings it back up. Passes over to Johnson. Johnson gets it back to Brown. Brown passes inside to Beatty, and it's knocked around. Beatty's got it. Gets it to Brown. She
That's
saves
good
it.
Hustle.
Johnson's going to shoot a three.
Oh, boy, that was a 77-42. Turkey for that run.
We've got Strong with it. Strong gets it over to Cheryl. Cheryl's going to shoot a three. It's in there.
3 minutes remaining, and it's 77-45.
Ball pass to Johnson. She gets it to Logan. Logan gets it back to Brown. Brown gets it down in the corner. Pass inside to Beatty.
Shoot that ball back.
Oh, Beatty gets it out to Giesling for a three. This one's off. Rebound goes to Boone.
You know, Beatty's been, the last three or four games, she's been doing a decent job at them.
Strong with the ball over on the right side. She's going to penetrate the baseline. Gets it in the ball. Ball shoots. Going to be a foul, I think, against Beatty.
She's not afraid to mix it up. She was kind of timid the first of the year. Well, the clock's running.
Clock. He stopped it. Ball first shot up, missed.
Well, you know something? They could be in Mercy. But I don't know if they have that.
Here comes the bunch of their benches.
I don't know if they do that in tournament games.
.221 left in the ball game, and I do believe that the Kenny Lady Bobcats is going to pull this one off.
You think?
I think. Ball, take a shot. Good.
77-46. You know, we're awfully close to your 30 points. You won't mention it, though.
All right, Brown gets it over to Johnson. She's going to shoot another three. This one's off. Rebound goes to number, I don't know. We've got 32 with the ball right now. That's Harlan. Harlan's going to take it down. She's going to pass it back out to 12 balls. This must be the younger sister of Big Ball.
Got to give her a little shove there. Backward.
That's her second. So 12 balls is at the line. Coming in is going to be 31, Williams.
My goodness.
1:38 left in the ball game. Her first shot up. She misses. Rebound goes to Giesling. Giesling gets it to Johnson. Johnson takes it down and gets it down to Logan. Logan. Oh, I thought she was going to pop it. Brown's going to pop it. He missed it. It's going to be rebounded by Terry.
1:20 to go.
Terry brings it down. She gets it up. 2:32. Harlan. Harlan drives in. Shoots. Nope. Rebound goes to Logan. Logan gets it up top to Brown. She's going to shoot another three. Logan's going to run it down. Oh, bad pass. Coming out with it is going to be Miles. Miles takes it down.
Under a minute now.
Pass down to 44. 44 gets it back up. Oh, Brown just took off the neck of number 21.
They're letting the clock run.
Yeah. the clock. He stopped it now.
First time
he does that. He just does it whenever he wants to.
I don't think he's awake.
I don't think he should be doing this. He does it during the regular season, that's fine, but I don't think he should do it during the season region. Second shot up, no good. Rebound Logan. 30 seconds left in the ball game. Logan gets it to Brown.
Particularly if the game is close.
Brown to Johnson.
Ooh, what's the
ball?
Yeah, she didn't mean to, though.
Is there an amount of forgiveness? The clock's still going.
Yeah, they want to get it over with.
So at the end of the ball game, folks, Lady Bobcats 77, Lady Bulldogs 46.
So they scored 14, we scored 11 in that last quarter, and with some pretty erratic timekeeping over there. But right now, let's go away, and we'll be back.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Well, welcome back here to Livingston Academy. Our Lady Bobcats just dispensed over the Clay County Lady Bulldogs by Delane, 31 points.
And the winner.
77 to 46, which puts Lady Bobcats in Monday night's championship game. Yeah, what did I say? 77 to 46.
Correct.
And so Pickett County will play Monday night at 7:30 right here in Livingston Academy for the tournament championship, and they'll play either Jackson County or Clark Range, who are now getting ready to tip off. And the loser of this game, Jackson County or Clark Range, will play Monday at 6 p.m., for the consolation, or third place. So, Johnny, you want to give the data?
Well, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs have Bethany Sherrill with 10, Caitlin McLean with 2, McKenna Biles with 1, Jada Kerr with 9, Taylor Strong with 11, and Kenzie Arms with 13, a total of 46. For your Pickett County Lady Bobcats, Kristen McClellan with 7, Courtney Pritchett with 19, Abby Pepper with 14, Jennifer with 10, Aaliyah Brown with 6, Gracie Martin with 5, Savannah Hammock with 10, Tyra Johnson with 3, and Cassie Gibson with 3 for a total of 77. And I'm telling you what, did the Lady Bobcats ever roll on this one here at the L.A. Livingston Academy Gymnasium? 77-46, Lady Bobcats moving right along.
They look really tough, didn't you think, Delane?
Yes, look really tough.
Well, tomorrow night we'll be right back here with the Bobcats tipping off against Clay County boys at 6 p.m. And that's probably the two best teams in the boys' district at this point. The Bobcats have won 19 and lost 8 overall. And well, Clay County is 23-2 overall, I think, which is the same record our Lady Bobcats had before they added one tonight. So we got another notch in the belt. So that makes us 24-2, and counting this in the district, that's 9-0. So what a fantastic year they've had. But we'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m., and the Bobcats will be tipping off against Clay County, who have some formidable players, tremendous players, most valuable, Tyra Key, who's been, as a sophomore and junior now, most valuable player in the district for the boys. So that's about all I have tonight, except to tell you once more, these Lady Bobcats are a real handful to handle, and so far, not many have discovered they can do that. So get out to the games. They'll play Monday night. Get out tomorrow night for the Bobcats and make all of us happy. Yeah. Johnny?
It's time to say so long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
So until tomorrow night, stay well.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Birdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Birdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!